Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 59. Today is June 28th, 2011, and today's topic, change your life by changing your brain. Most of the time, we're only interested in attaining results, and we don't really care about detailed explanations for how we got those results. But sometimes, knowing precisely how we achieved specific results enables us to have more control over producing those results consistently. I think I have just figured out how one of my processes works as well as it does. I've told you on several occasions how most of us don't make a distinction between reality and the meaning we give it, and then deal with the meaning that exists only in our mind instead of what's actually happening in the world. A simple example is someone you know walking into a room and not saying hello to you. That's all that actually happened. But most of us would give it a meaning like, he's angry with me, or she doesn't like me anymore. And here's the real problem. We think that the meaning actually occurred, as if we can see it, when in fact, it's only in our mind. I've explained to you that the Lefko occurring process enables us to make a clear distinction between the reality and the meaning, and then quickly and easily to dissolve the meaning, so that we can clearly see and deal with the events, the reality. I've never known how the Lefko occurring process worked. I only knew that it did. After learning about an intriguing new area of science called brain plasticity, I think I now understand how the Lefko occurring process works so well. Until the past 20 years or so, most scientists were convinced that the brain developed for the first few years of life, growing new connections, and then stopped and no longer could be changed. In a fascinating book, The Brain That Changes Itself, Norman Doidge, MD, points out, quote, "The common wisdom was that after childhood, the brain changed only when it began the long process of decline, that when brain cells failed to develop properly or were injured or died, they could not be replaced." Close quote. He tells of meeting scientists who in the past few decades had made, quote, "a series of unexpected discoveries. They showed that the brain changed its very structure with each different activity it performed, perfecting its circuit so that it was better suited to the task at hand. They began to call this fundamental brain property neuroplasticity," close quote. At this point, Doidge's book gets really exciting, because it enabled me to create a theory as to why the Lefko occurring process works so well. Doidge discusses the work of Donald O. Hebe, a Canadian behavioral psychologist, who in 1949 proposed, quote, "that when two neurons fire at the same time repeatedly, or when one fires causing another to fire, chemical changes occur in both, so that the two tend to connect more strongly." Hebe's concept, actually proposed by Freud 60 years before, was neatly summarized by neuroscientist Carla Schatz, quote, "neurons that fire together wire together," close quote. Hebe's theory thus argued, neuronal structure can be altered by experience. In other words, I suspect that there are parts of the brain that add meaning to the events, and that our perceptions of the world normally pass through those parts of the brain. By repeatedly dissolving the meaning we've given events, we are able to create a new neural circuit in the brain that bypasses those parts of the brain so that we're able to view our perception of events without meaning. Many of the people in my Lefko occurring courses, including me, are able by the end of the course to stop giving meaning to most events, and we're able to dissolve any meaning we do give in a matter of moments. How did we achieve that result? We practiced dissolving the meaning we had automatically given to events hundreds of times. Somehow, that repetition created a new circuit that bypassed the meaning-giving parts of the brain. I'm excited about finding some neuroscientists who I can partner with to check the brains of a bunch of people before taking my occurring course and then again after, so we can see exactly what changes in the brain and where. I'd also love to see what changes in the brain at the moment of belief is permanently eliminated. If you'd like to learn more about the upcoming LEFCO Occurring Course, please go to occurringcourse.com. Parenthetically, when I tell people that with practice they can stop giving meaning to most events, I'm often asked, but what about positive emotions like love? If you don't give meaning to what people do, won't you stop loving them? Actually, just the opposite is true. Many of us want to give our family unconditional love, but even when we intend to do that, the meaning we give our spouses, our parents, and our children's behavior often leads to annoyance, frustration, and even anger. At that moment, we're not experiencing or expressing unconditional love, even if we intend to express unconditional love. When we're angry at someone, our love is experienced as conditioned on them not doing the type of things they're doing at that moment, which we're annoyed or angry with. But when you have laid down new neural pathways that bypass meaning, you're actually able to love unconditionally. My wife Shelley has remarked that in the past year or so, since I started offering the LEFCO Occurring Course, which I took as a participant in the beginning, she's experienced a whole new level of love from me. I don't think I love her anymore, but I no longer get annoyed at little things she says and does. So I'm able to express, and she's able to experience, my unconditional love. The same is true with my two daughters. For information about how to create love for no reason, please see my blog post, MortyLefco.com/012610. What do you think about neuroplasticity? What do you think about my claim that by not giving meaning to the behavior of your loved ones, you're able to express unconditional love? I'd love to read your comments and questions. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/naturalconfidence. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week with podcast number 60.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefco.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.